This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization says the global COVID-19 pandemic can get under control in the coming months if resources are shared fairly. Global climate change activist Greta Thunberg joined the WHO Monday as a virtual guest from Sweden. She is arguing for vaccine equity, saying it is unethical that rich countries are vaccinating younger citizens ahead of vulnerable groups in developing countries. Thunberg says, whereas one in four people in high-income countries have now been vaccinated, only one in more than 500 people in poorer countries had received a shot. The World Health Organization is concerned about the alarming rate at which COVID-19 is spreading in those aged 25 to 59 worldwide. And alarming rate spreading those 25 to 59 worldwide, possibly due to much more contagious variants. The latest surge worldwide includes increases among age groups previously less affected by the pandemic. Former UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is urging his successor to engage directly with Myanmar's military to prevent an increase in post-coup violence, and said Monday that Southeast Asian countries should not dismiss the turmoil as an internal issue for Myanmar. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres's special envoy on Myanmar has talked with the military since it ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, but the army has not allowed her to visit. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations has been trying to find a way out of the violence for fellow member Myanmar. The White House press secretary says what happens to Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in Russia's custody is the responsibility of the Russian government, and the world will hold them accountable. Russia's prison service said Monday it was transferring the ailing 44-year-old to the prison hospital, as the European Union warns it would hold Moscow responsible for the state of his health. Navalny launched a hunger strike 3 weeks ago, and his private doctors warned over the weekend he could pass away at any minute. Russia jailed Navalny for 2.5 years in February for parole violations he said were fabricated. During a television interview with the BBC, Russia's ambassador to Britain said Navalny will not be allowed to die in prison and accused him of attention seeking. Russia's defense ministry said Monday it had killed up to 200 fighters in Syria during airstrikes on a terrorist base where fighters were planning attacks ahead of presidential elections next month. Russia isn't revealing the date of the strikes, nor the group that was targeted. A vote is set to be held on May 26th, the second since the Syrian conflict began in 2011 with the crackdown of anti-government protests that have left nearly 400,000 dead. Russia is a key ally of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. India will let all citizens 18 years and older get COVID vaccination starting May 1st, the government said Monday, as cases surged to record highs. Meantime, India's capital, New Delhi, imposed a week-long lockdown starting Monday night, officials said, as the city struggles to contain a huge surge in COVID-19 cases, with hospitals running out of beds and oxygen supplies low. The lockdown lasts until next Monday. India has recorded more than 15 million COVID-19 cases, a total second only to the United States. Some countries are restricting use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to certain age groups or suspending use after European and British regulators confirm possible links to rare blood clots. Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine has also been hit by concerns over blood clots. European regulators are reviewing the cases and are expected to issue findings on Tuesday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.